Blog Talk Radio.
Me again, the number one wrong writer, Jay Hall, and you are definitely live in the day with Jay. Welcome to the show, guys. You guys can follow us on www.jradioshow.com or www.jradioshow@twitter.com. Definitely keep you up to date with everything that's going on those two sites, and I will bring you the very, very, very latest news when it comes to the show. Well, you guys, we have a very, very good show for you today. There's quite a few things I'm going to talk about. We're going to be visited just a little bit by a young lady in Gastonia, North Carolina, that has had some really, really compelling issues with the Gastonia Police Department. And when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking to her, matter of fact. But also, I'm going to continue to give you the very best in what I call the series of the arguing leaders here in America. And today you guys are going to hear rhetoric, or an argument, as I shall say, from Bill O'Reilly. And you guys know I love having Bill, you know, clips on this show, because Bill never lets me down with the things that he says. But it's going to be Bill O'Reilly versus Phil Donahue, and I'm telling you, Donahue was in rare, rare form. It's like he never left television when him and O'Reilly faced off. Going to play that clip for you later on. Also, going to play another clip with an interview with Marilyn Manson, because I posed a question a while back. Do you think that music influenced the way our children do things in the community, whether they black, white, green, blue, or purple? And I got an overwhelmingly response from you guys telling me that you think it does. And I agree with you. I think it does also. And I want you to listen to this interview with Marilyn Manson. And the reason I picked Marilyn Manson is because he is very strange to the eye. But and I got Sky in here, the engineer, telling me yes. But, you know, I want you to hear the things that come out of his mouth. Interesting. Interesting interview. And then later on, we're going to play another clip dealing with this Scientology. I know all these major movie stars are in the Scientology right now. And it's, you know, with Tom Cruise being in the headlines right now with the divorce, I think Scientology played a huge role in their split, that is Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. Like Scott said, it helps you get out of a divorce in one day. So for all of you out there who really need to get out of a rocky marriage, you know, just claim Scientology, and I think you might be able to get out of it really, really, really quick. Number to call, 704-313-0101. We also are going to talk a little bit about some of the people in the community. I have issues with some of these people in the community who say that they are for the less fortunate, the ones who need a helping hand. I can tell you right now that there are a lot of evil, evil people who are out to get you right now. And I don't know if it's because of the times. Is it because we go in an election year? I don't know what it is. But right now is the time we really need to be aware of what's going on. And if we have time, we're going to talk a little bit about 2012. I know you guys can't wait for that. Number to call, 704-313-0101. We're going to be back after these short, short commercial breaks, and we will be talking with Ms. Tangela Brown. You're definitely live in the day with Jay.
Von Lush Studios, Gastonia's newest and most reliable tattoo, piercing, and photography studio. Located on the corner of 317 South Marietta Street, Gastonia, North Carolina, Von Lush Studios gives you that upscale experience that you may want in a tattoo environment. You can reach them at 704-910-1713, or you can reach them at www.vonlush.com. Von Lush Studios, Gastonia's newest, most reliable studio.
Budget Blinds, a style for every point of view. When choosing Budget Blinds, you get stunning home accessories, plus free home consultations and estimates. When purchasing your blinds, you can take advantage of our expert fit, measure, and installation, top name brands exclusive to Budget Blinds, and unique products with prompt delivery to you. All of our products, from blinds to shutters, shades to balances, are backed by our exclusive guarantees. Call Budget Blinds today at 704-864-8778 for your free in-home consultation. The Bottle Shop, located in the heart of downtown Gastonia, North Carolina, is a family-owned fine wine and import beer establishment. Since July 2009, The Bottle Shop prides itself in offering the widest selection of fine wines outside of Charlotte, with over 208 wines to choose from, as well as over 152 import beers and fine selections of cigars. It's owned and operated by Margaret Mooney. The Bottle Shop. Open Monday through Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 10 p.m. Drop by for a wine or beer tasting, or just come in and have a glass at our wine bar. Wine is served by the bottle or the glass, and we have several wine and beer tastings per month. Be sure to check us out on the web at thebottleshop.biz and find out the dates of our next tasting. That's The Bottle Shop with two P's and an E. Or call us at 704-810-WINE. The Bottle Shop, 174 West Main Avenue, Gastonia.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call, 704-313-0101. Real quick, guys, I know I talk a little bit or a lot about unity, you know, amongst one another. And, you know, and especially in the black community, I tell you guys all the time that we cannot get anywhere until we decide we want to stand together as one on a positive level. Doesn't have to be some sort of tragedy that has happened. We just need to learn how to extend our hands. And speaking of that, I want to read this little article, this little piece of this snippet of this article that come across to me real quick before we get to our guest. And it kind of is a premise to our guest coming on. But as written in the Miami Herald, it says, while blacks are just 12.6% of the nation's population, they're roughly half of people murdered in this country each year. The vast majority of these killings are at the hands of other blacks. If that doesn't shock you, maybe this will. More blacks were murdered in the USA in 2009 alone than all the U.S. troops killed in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars to date. Now, if that isn't shocking to you, then I don't think nothing will be. I say this in saying that as parents, we need to teach our children that they're going to have to learn to respect one another a lot better. As parents, we need to respect one another a lot better than what we've been doing. It's not going to change. It's not going to change until we implement that change. Speaking of change, I know, you know, you guys, I see you on Facebook. I see you talking. And there has been issues in the past in Gastonia with the community and the police departments. And one of the things that I really tried to do was bridge the gap with a few rallies that I took part in between the community and the Gastonia Police Department. But I want you to listen to this story. You formulate your own opinion, but I want you to listen to this story, because this is what's happening in our world right now. and we're still running around like nothing's going on. So welcome to the show, Ms. Tangela Brown. Ms. Brown, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you were able to join me today on the show. But, you know, real quick, you know, tell the listeners who you are and just go straight into your story.
Okay. My name is Tangela Brown. I'm, first of all, a wife and a mother. I'm a full-time student and a minister, and I work as a community advocate with trying to bring unity and knowledge and understanding into the Black community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just one particular day, I was driving my sister, Angela, to a doctor's appointment. She had been hurt in a car accident, and just so happened we had to come through one of the well-known Black areas for drugs or gang activity, you know, that type thing, you know, crime period. And her husband was in the car in front of us, and he was stopped by Gadsden County Police. And when he got stopped, we had got away from each other, so he called Angela and was like, look, I've got... As you know, the cop is saying that your car has been in a high speed chase, like, and you know they was wanting the baby out of the car in fear of something happening because Gadsden County Police has messed with city police has messed with them several times before and searched their 4-year-old son prior to this date.
Now, sir, I don't mean to cut you off, but you now who are you talking? Are you talking about this? The day that you were pulled over, was it Gastonia City Police or was it the county?
It's the Gastonia City Police. I'm sorry, it's the city police.
Okay.
Yes, Black and white city police. And the gray is a gray shirt. Unit.
Okay.
So when Angela goes to grab her son out of the car, the cop yells at her a few times and then punches her in the back of the head twice. Angela goes down and then she comes back up with her cell phone on and says, "Sir, why did you just hit me? Why did you hit me?" And then he hit her in the face again, you know, and then he just constantly, repeatedly hit my sister in her face, her head, and she had, you know, for those of us that know what the stitches are, weaves are, he pulled every single track out of her head, and the scuffle went from one side of the road all the way to the other side of the road in a ditch where the cop, after Angela's already in handcuffs, picks her head up and soaks her face with mace twice.
Wow.
While she's on the ground.
Wow. Now,
in handcuffs.
Did she have any bruises on her face or were there any injuries?
She has, yeah, it was injuries, most definitely. She had a bruise on her arm. Her bra strap was torn up from the back, and, you know, she couldn't sleep from the trauma. She had real bad head pains and shoulder and neck pains, and she went to the hospital, and they found out that Angela was pregnant.
Wow.
And that they could, and they just, the dismissal papers just said that she was assaulted, that you know she had a severe assault.
Wow.
You know, so
now when you guys, yeah, when you were pulled, when all of this was happening, were there anybody looking at this, or did anybody take notice of what was going on?
Yes, we had two cell phones. We had two cell phones recording the whole incident. We had neighbors to come out because they heard us yelling and screaming. You know, while I'm standing there, I'm frozen because I'm panicked. I don't know what to do. This is the officer of the law, but at the same time, he's threatening my sister's life because he's a big, tall man who's beating on her like this. And I, you know, I'm having to hold myself back from trying to separate the two, but I can tell the anger that was on him. You can just feel the anger and the hate that was on him. You know, if I had did anything, someone would have got hurt. And he actually made that threat to Angela. He said, if your sister or your husband had got in this fight, somebody would have been dead, and it would have been one of y'all. He even made that statement to us, you know. And but we have witnesses that stood out and watched it. I got on the phone and I dialed 911 and began to ask for help. I was yelling. I was like, please help! Y'all got to do something. There's another street crime unit. They're harassing my sister and us again. And now your cop is out here just beating on my sister. Help! 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 So he got pretty angry for me making that 911 call. He called for backup and then had backup to arrest me. And so I was arrested for resisting arrest when I wasn't even under arrest or anything. I'm just standing out there watching the altercation, and I called for him. You know, my 4 and 5 year old daughter was out there at the time, and they was yelling and screaming while I was going on. And you know, my 5 year old made a statement to my older child. She said, "Listen, when they got home from school, she said, Mama's not home, but y'all need to pray because Mama called the police for help, but they took Mama to jail. I don't understand why they took my Mama to jail."
Wow.
You know, and you know, I was emotionally disturbed for weeks. And I still deal with it sometime now, but, you know, I see spiritual guidance and counseling towards it, but my emotions was just up and down because I could not believe that I stood there and watched, you know, this man look like if he was able to, he would have killed my sister out there.
Now,
he would have.
Okay, now, and the reason you guys got pulled over was why?
But because his statement was the Land Rover was the only Land Rover in that community, that color, and it's supposed to have been in a high-speed chase 2 nights ago. No such incident that wasn't true.
Now, have you guys been to court or anything? Has anything happened over this?
Well, we have an attorney, and our attorney is looking at filing a civil suit against Gadsden County Police Department because also not only did that incident happen, but they also seized our cell phones and had our transportation towed, and it wasn't supposed to because the cell phones had the footage of what happened.
Wow.
You know, so.
So where's the cell phones at now?
Well, we finally got the cell phones back about 2 weeks later. And, of course, some of the evidence is missing. But at the same time, our attorney still has pictures and witnesses, and we have written statements from witnesses, final, you know, we have those type of things. But what you can see in the footage that was left on there is you can hear when he hit my sister from the back. And she turned around and asked, "Well, what are you doing?" And then the phone all of a sudden fell because you can tell that he slapped the phone out of her hand right then and there.
How does this make you feel right now?
Right now, you know, Jay, I'm not going to be no longer be a victim in my emotions, but I felt disgraced, I felt dishonored, and I felt worthless.
Wow.
All because I came from the area where the incident happened, and I know this story is said so many times, but, you know, I was raised, my mother and my father, so I've been clean over 15 years now, but my father is still a participant in being addicted to crack. And with that being said, my mother and father both in and out of prison. You know, if you look at statistics, they tell you I wasn't even supposed to get a high school diploma. But a week before that, my sister gained her second degree, bachelor's degree, in education and a minor in justice and peace. I'm a junior right now, at the same college she graduated from, and we work in our community. We own a business trying to encourage youth and tell youth in their community that just because this is where you from don't mean in your adult age this is where you have to end up here. You can do better. You can be educated. You can get peace, and then you can pass that on to the next generation. You know, I heard you make a statement earlier about unity in the community and for the blacks to stop harming one another. And that's part, like I said, that's part of our message. So what I'm working for, it seemed like it came back to slap me in the face. You know, that I had to depend on the word of the Lord where it tells me he who starts a good work in me will continue it on to the end.
Wow.
You know, so that's how I felt. I felt like it wasn't, like what I was doing wasn't worth it, but I'm not going to allow it to pull me away. I'm going to fight until there's no more breath in my body.
Has your sister sustained any long-term injuries? Is she a little better okay or right now, or is she still in pain?
She's still in pain. She went to a chiropractor. The chiropractor noticed that her injuries were severe, and he was upset. He wrote up statements there. But she has no, right now she's on bed rest with the baby. She was threatened to miscarry. But she's doing a little better now, but she's been repeatedly going to the chiropractor like 3 to 5 days a week ever since this incident.
Now, have you guys, and I know you got to go, but have you guys filed any complaints or talked to any community leaders or anything? Have anybody reached out to you?
We had John Barnett, he reached out to us. And he was going to get the cell phones, but our attorney already got that done. But we've been invited to speak Saturday on our case at a march that will happen Saturday, July 14th, starting at 7 a.m. And it'll go from, we'll be marching from Target to downtown Gastonia, where we'll be speaking on different cases that the Gastonia Police Department has brought up on many people that are pretty much
uncivil. You talking the new Target in Gastonia on Cox Road?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There to across the street from the courthouse?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds just about like Dr. King's march in Selma. That's a long march. But that's a long march, and I, you know, I really wish, you know, you the best. I'm gonna connect with you off the air, This is so unfortunate, in this day and time. This is so unfortunate for something like this to happen, and I hate that this has happened to you. We haven't spoken to anyone from the Gastonia Police Department yet. I look to be able to kind of reach out to them too, just to be fair on the show and let them say their piece if they want to say anything. I really hate that you have experienced this firsthand, and any pain or anguish mentally or physically that was brought to you and your family, you know, I really hate this, and I hope that something, you know, very positive will come from this. Although I know it's a very negative overtone, you guys just keep your head up and keep moving forward. Keep doing the good things that you're doing. Don't let one bad thing stop you, because there's people out there who can really benefit from your story. They can benefit from what you have to offer before this incident happened. And I know that you guys are doing good things out there, and you continue to do those good things.
Yeah, and thank you.
And I will definitely reach out to you off the air, because I look to join you over at the Highland Fest Friday. So we will connect.
Yes.
So I appreciate you coming on the show. I'm not going to hold you up much longer. I know you got things to do, but we will connect. So thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. Same again.
All right. Bye-bye. Number to call, 704-313-0101. that if you guys are just joining us, we have been speaking with Ms. Tangela Brown. She spoke of an incident that happened in Gastonia, North Carolina, with the police department and her sister and herself, actually, where she allegedly says that they literally beat her sister up. You know, and as I, you know, will reiterate, we haven't spoken to anyone from the other side yet. You know, just spoke to the Brown family thus far. I think it's unfortunate, you know, that things like this still happens. You know, and I think it's unfortunate that things are happening like this in this day and time. And I think it's even more unfortunate if things like this have happened and it finds to be very true and nothing becomes of it. You know, that we got to come to some sort of common denominator. You know, and you guys who have been to some of my rallies on the you know, the relationship between the community and the police department, you know how serious I am about that. You know, and trust me, guys, I'm gonna tell you this, and I say this with all sincerity. Not all police officers are bad. I'm not saying that, but the ones that are, they need to be exposed. You know, if me personally, if I'm going to call a police officer because somebody's harming me or I'm in danger, that, you know, that's what I'm calling them for, is to come help me, not to get hit over the head. And I hope that, you know, wasn't the case. You know, I don't know. I wasn't there. All I can do is just bring you the stories that's brought to me, and that's what I have done. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and I'm going to give you Donahue and O'Reilly. You're definitely live in the day with Jay.
Bon Lush Studios, Gastonia's newest and most reliable tattoo, piercing, and photography studio. Located on the corner of 317 South Marietta Street, Gastonia, North Carolina, Bon Lush Studios gives you that upscale experience that you may want in a tattoo environment. You can reach them at 704-910-1713, or you can reach them at www.vonlush.com. Von Lush Studio, Gastonia's newest reliable studio.
Need new furniture? Get to Badcock for great Mother's Day gift ideas. Save up to $699 on our Serta Century Collection mattress sets and save up to $421 on select living room, dining room, and bedroom collections. Plus, don't miss out on GE and Hotpoint 4 model sale on select washer and dryer pairs. And pay no interest for 24 months on qualifying purchases. Get to Badcock for great Mother's Day gift ideas. Hurry in before May 19th.
The Bottle Shop, located in the heart of downtown Gastonia, North Carolina, is a family-owned fine wine and import beer establishment. Since July 2009, The Bottle Shop prides itself in offering the widest selection of fine wines outside of Charlotte, with over 208 wines to choose from, as well as over 152 import beers and fine selections of cigars. It's owned and operated by Margaret Mooney. The Bottle Shop. Open Monday through Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 10 p.m. Drop by for a wine or beer tasting, or just come in and have a glass at our wine bar. Wine is served by the bottle or the glass, and we have several wine and beer tastings per month. Be sure to check us out on the web at thebottleshop.biz and find out the dates of our next tasting. That's The Bottle Shop with two P's and an E. Or call us at 704-810-WINE. The Bottle Shop, 174 West Main Avenue, Gastonia. Budget blinds, a style for every point of view. When choosing budget blinds, you get stunning home accessories plus free home consultations and estimates. When purchasing your blinds, you can take advantage of our expert fit, measure, and installation, top name brands exclusive to Budget Blinds, and unique products with prompt delivery to you. All of our products, from blinds to shutters, shades to balances, are backed by our exclusive guarantees. Call Budget Blinds today at 704-864-8778 for your free in-home consultation.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call, 704-313-0101. We just got finished talking with Ms. Tangela Brown. For those of you who are just joining us, I know you guys have really been keeping up with the show and keeping up with things that's going on the show. I am going to post a link to the show's webpage so you can go back and listen to the show on demand. You know, I told you a while back that we got some things that's in the mix, some different segments and everything. And trust me, I have not forgotten about you. We're going to do the prank phone call segments. Those are going to happen next week. You know, you guys are going to be laughing your behinds off when you hear some of this stuff. And I can't wait to bring it to you. And also, I'm going to continue to bring you the segment where we play a clip of two so-called leaders or people of great intelligence, as they shall self-proclaim themselves to be, going at it. And this week, I'm really happy to bring you none other than Loudmouth Bill O'Reilly and Phil Donahue. And for those of you who don't know who Phil Donahue is, he was a TV talk show host for about 30-some years, and a very interesting guy. Loves argumentative rhetoric. And I think that you are going to really enjoy this because I think he kind of owned O'Reilly a little bit. So here is the clip of Phil Donahue versus Bill O'Reilly, courtesy of Fox News.
Thank you for staying with us, and Bill O'Reilly in the Fact or Follow-Up segment tonight. While most politicians have stayed far away from Cindy Sheehan because of her somewhat radical views, a few showbiz people have embraced her. In the past, Ms. Sheehan has criticized Israel, saying it is occupying Palestine, has called Iraqi insurgents freedom fighters, has accused Americans of killing people ever since we stepped on this continent, has threatened Hillary Clinton with the loss of her job unless she calls for a pullout of U.S. troops from Iraq, and has called the U.S. action against Afghanistan a failure. Quite a resume. And with us now is Phil Donahue, who supports Ms. Sheehan's dissent. So I'm assuming you don't support all her positions that
Let's understand what's happening here. Once again, we have a woman who got to be just a little too famous for the people who support this war, a minority of the American population, by the way. And so the effort to marginalize this woman is underway, and you're helping out.
I'm the leader of the pack. I'm the leader of the pack.
First of all, Cindy Sheehan is one tough mother, and nothing you say or anyone else are going to slow her down.
No, that's fine. She has a right to do
that. You can't hurt her. She's already taken the biggest punch of nose that a woman can take. She's lost a son.
Oh, okay.
She's lost a child.
But look, I'm not putting words in her mouth.
And by the way, she is going to be at the center of one of the largest rallies since the Vietnam War. Proud, patriotic Americans who will show up in Washington this week for one of the most massive, largest demonstrations, protest demonstrations,
okay. And we'll cover
right
it
outside the president's window.
And we'll
and
cover
Fox
it.
Fox is in the business of saying that this woman is somehow saying un-American things, hyperbole.
No.
Listen to what she
said. Nobody
says.
Said she said anything un-American. We say that her positions are radical, and they are radical.
Let me tell you what's radical. What's radical is to send more Americans to die in this war, which is a monumental blunder by a president who swaggered us into it with, by the way, the at least tacit approval of the Democratic Party.
You know,
there's a
radical,
lot of sin to go around here.
What's radical for
you? You want to send more people to this war?
Listen,
is that your position?
If we cut and run out of there like you want to do, we would be putting every American in 1,000 times more jeopardy than they're in now.
We're going to cut and run anyway,
well,
Bill.
Well, that's your opinion.
My opinion. American military leaders have said we're going to draw down beginning next year.
The difference between drawing down
that
and cutting and running.
Well,
you're a cut and run guy, and I don't want my family in danger.
You want to stay the course, don't you?
Look. Here's what I want to do. I want to give the Iraqis a chance to train their army so they can defeat these people who are trying to turn it into a terror state.
Bill.
That's what I want to do.
Bill.
Go.
This Iraq was not a terrorist state.
Oh, no.
I hope I don't patronize you
well
for saying
guy.
Again.
He was
Saddam,
great guy.
Saddam was a bastard, but he was our bastard.
He wasn't anybody.
Donald Rumsfeld shook his hand in
the
80s.
Well, that's great.
You saw the pictures. Now, listen. You wouldn't send your children to this war, Bill.
My nephew
Nobody.
Just enlisted in the Army. You
your
don't
nephew.
Know what the hell you're talking
very good.
About.
Very good. Congratulations.
Yeah, and he's
proud.
A patriot, so don't denigrate his service, or I'll boot you right off the set.
I'm not I'm not.
That boy made a decision to serve his country. Do not denigrate him, or you're out of here.
I'm not Jeremy Glick, Billy.
That's
you
right. A little bit more intelligence than
I'm
he.
Not somebody you can come and just spew
don't
all
tell me
your
I wouldn't
loud.
Send my
loud
kids.
Doesn't mean
my
right.
Nephew just enlisted. You don't
you,
know what you're
your
talking
Your nephew
about.
Is not your kid. You
He's
are
my
like,
blood.
You are part of a loud group of people who want to prove they're tough. And send other people's kids to war to make the case.
You have no clue about how to fight a war on terror or how to defend your country. You are clueless, so is Ms. Sheehan. And for Ms. Sheehan to say that the insurgents have a right to kill Americans and you're shaking her hand, you ought to just walk away.
How many more young men and women are you going to send to have their arms and legs blown off?
Hey, this is
so that you can be tough
terror.
And point at people in a kind of cowardly way.
Not
take
yet.
People like Jeremy Glick, who comes on to in memory of his parents,
oh,
and you go
Jeremy
off on
Glick
him like a
cute.
Big bully.
Hey.
Billy, you have to be, you have
Mr.
to feel
Donnie,
sorry
Mr. with all due
that.
Respect.
Have you apologized to him for
baloney.
That?
Baloney. Jeremy Glick
you
came on this program
about?
And accused the President of the United States
oh, and you
of
had
orchestrating 9/11. That's what he did. Right in after 9/11 happened. You know what the pain that brought the families who lost people in 9/11?
This war.
You buy into left-wing propaganda.
This war.
And you're a mouthpiece for it. Go ahead.
This war is not fair to the American troops. This war is unconstitutional. This war turned its back on the people who framed the most fabulous document in the history of civilization. I speak of the United States Constitution.
All right. Why,
this,
why isn't the Democratic
have, by the
Party
way,
speaking that way?
I'm sorry that it isn't. I am. But let's understand something.
Are we
21,
all, are we
excuse
all
me,
so misguided?
Excuse me. 21 Democrats in the Senate voted against this war, as well as Jeffords, an independent, and may the Lord shine his blessings down upon Lincoln
right.
Chafee.
I'm going to say
only, I'm almost finished,
I'm
Billy.
I'm going to give you the last
I'm
word.
Almost finished.
Right.
Lincoln Chafee. The only Republican in the Senate to vote against this war. We should be building statues to all these people. October 2002, right. They stood up to a president, and they knew that, first of all, only Congress can declare war. Why is that unimportant to you, Billy?
Listen,
why
it's
can't
not,
you
I'm not,
become the patriot that your loud voice proclaims
loud
to be
voice.
And stand behind the Constitution and insist that we never go to war again without the approval and
right. That's
consent
what we
of
have
the United States Congress.
Congress. If they want to take action, they can take action. Now, I'm going to say something I'm going to give the last word. The Iraq war is not something that I embrace. It
oh.
absolutely could be
well,
a tactical
should,
error.
We,
all right?
It's hard to know this.
Listen
though.
To me, and
it's
then you're going
to
have
this.
The last word. Not something they embrace. Could be a tactical error. Optional war. And we have not waged it the way I had hoped we would wage it.
But what?
But.
You
we are in a war on terror.
Die.
We are in a war on terror. Our cause
has
is
nothing
noble.
To do with a war on
yes,
terror.
Yes, it does. And if you don't understand geopolitics, if you don't understand Iraq would be a terror state if we pulled
the
out
mistake,
of there, you don't know
was
anything.
Poorly planned and poorly executed, but Bill O'Reilly wants to send more kids to fight and die. We've already had almost 2,000. Just let me have the last word. In the last year, two things have doubled. The number of dead American troops in Iraq have doubled from over 1,000 to almost 2,000. You know what else doubled, Billy? The price of Halliburton stock.
All right.
From $33 to $66. That doesn't shame you? That doesn't make you wonder?
Not
whether this is an enterprise
stock.
That is worth the support of the American people? We need you at this rally on Saturday, Billy.
Okay.
We
I'm
need you out there in
rally.
Front of it.
But I
to
do,
be a, to protest.
I'm not going
to
be
there
at the
is
rally,
no democracy without dissent. You should be proud of people
I
who
am,
stand up and dissent.
I respect your
a
dissent.
A lot of fine men went and died
all right,
to give
you
me
got
that
it,
freedom.
You got it. I respect your dissent. I think you're way off in your analysis.
You want to send more people to die in Iraq? Is that my? Is that
want to win the war in Iraq?
Win. What does win mean?
It means
tell me
those
what
people
means.
Have a chance at democracy. I
gotta
go.
How long is that going to take?
I gotta go.
How long is that going to take?
Those people deserve a chance at freedom. Thank you for coming in. Right back with an unbelievable story, the growing theory that the flooding of New Orleans was a plot against blacks. Moments away.
And speaking of that, the floods, that is. We're going to talk about that next week. I'm going to bring you some really interesting things that Spike Lee had to say about that before he made the movie about Hurricane Katrina. But you know what? That was our you know, edition of Leaders Gone Wild, I shall say. I guess you can say Donahue handed Billy, as he called him, handed him, you know, a fork and fed him a lot. They both made good points. I will say that. They both made good points. But I think sometimes O'Reilly gets a little headstrung on certain things that he shouldn't. And I don't think he knows how to really handle some of his guests, which I think, you know, Donahue really, really fed him. He fed him on that episode. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I really want you to listen to a contrasting interview with Marilyn Manson. Number to call 704-313-0101. You're definitely live in the Day with Jay.
Bon Lush Studios, Gastonia's newest and most reliable tattoo, piercing, and photography studio. Located on the corner of 317 South Marietta Street, Gastonia, North Carolina, Bon Lush Studios gives you that upscale experience that you may want in a tattoo environment. You can reach them at 704-910-1713, or you can reach them at www.bonlush.com. Bon Lush Studios, Gastonia's newest, most reliable studio.
The Bottle Shop, located in the heart of downtown Gastonia, North Carolina, is a family-owned fine wine and import beer establishment. In 9, the Bottle Shop prides itself in offering the widest selection of fine wines outside of Charlotte, with over 208 wines to choose from, as well as over 152 import beers and fine selections of cigars. It's owned and operated by Margaret Mooney. The Bottle Shop. Open Monday through Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 10 p.m. Drop by for a wine or beer tasting, or just come in and have a glass at our wine bar. Wine is served by the bottle or the glass, and we have several wine and beer tastings per month. Be sure to check us out on the web at thebottleshop.biz and find out the dates of our next tasting. That's The Bottle Shop with two P's and an E. Or call us at 704-810-WINE. The Bottle Shop, 174 West Main Avenue, Gastonia.
Moss Health Mart Pharmacy is your locally owned pharmacy in Gastonia. Since 1940, they have made a personal commitment to the Gastonia area to be your trusted health care resource. They honor prescription plans, including Medicare, and take the time to know you while explaining your medications and answering any questions you may have. Experience the difference. Moss Health Mart Pharmacy, 704-867-9611. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 704-313-0101. I have played in the past lots of interesting things when it comes to hip-hop and music in general, and the profound effect that it has on the mental of a human. And for those of you who don't really understand, I will say that music is the most powerful element that we know. And I know some of you might be saying, well, I don't see how you can say that. Well, music can dictate how well your day goes, or it can dictate how bad your day goes. It can dictate how well your mood is at an instant, or how bad it is at that same instant. If you don't believe me, when you wake up in the morning, you turn on the radio, and if there is a song that you absolutely love is playing, your morning is going to start off great. But there's a song playing that you don't particularly like, Your whole demeanor and mood changes. Music is profound in its hold on us as people. And in saying that, and I just said this about adults, what do you think it does to children who are coming from broken homes? Children who don't have that father or that mother in the household with them. How do you think that music that talks about guns, violence, prostitution, drugs, and glamorized coming from a single parent, how do you think that affects the one that's listening to that? It's profound. And next week, I'm going to play a PSA for you that Nas created, and it talked about the effects of hip-hop music and what it's done and how it has changed and where it should be that it isn't right now. And I'm saying all this is because I know this next clip I'm going to play, which, you know, happens to be Loudmouth Billy again, but it's okay. We'll deal with him. He doesn't talk much. This next clip I'm going to play, I know a lot of you are going to say, well, why are you playing anything from this guy? And the individual I'm speaking about is Marilyn Manson. Now, when I was first introduced to Marilyn Manson, I was a little intrigued. Not to the point of what he said and his appearance. That's what done it for me, was how he appeared to come before people. What was he trying to portray? What did he want people to think about him? And you know, there's lots and lots, thousands and thousands of people who idolize this guy or whatever he wants to be called. But more surprisingly, the things that he stated in this interview really, really surprised me. I thought something a lot more cynical would have come out of his mouth, but it just proves to show that you can't judge a book by its cover, unless he was putting on a great front. So here's the interview with Marilyn Manson on O'Reilly.
Thanks for staying with us. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and in the Children at Risk segment tonight, we continue our reporting on the corrosive effects of the popular music world on some American children. Marilyn Manson has sold almost 5 million records since 1995 and has delivered some shocking concert appearances. I talked with him last Wednesday, and one day later, authorities in Michigan issued a warrant for his arrest for lewd conduct on stage. Manson denies it, but there is no denying that he is a strange and some say disturbing force in the pop world.
And I'm a black rainbow, and I'm an ape of God. I got a face to face from violence to bone, and I'm a teen distortion, survived abortion.
What's your message? What are you trying to get across in the lyrics to these songs?
It's always about being yourself and not being ashamed of being different or thinking different. I try and take everyone's ideals, common morals, flip them around, make people look at them differently, question them so that you're not always taking things for granted.
All right, noble. But why the bizarre get-up? I mean, why the eye, why the nail polish, why the Satan stuff? You're a minister in the Church of Satan, right?
No, not necessarily. That was something earlier. No. It was a friend of mine who's now dead, who was a philosopher that I thought that I learned a lot from. And that was a title that I was given. So a lot of people made a lot out of it.
Yeah, but I mean, look, if you're a reverend,
not a real
Church
job,
Satan,
I didn't get paid for it.
But why, if you want to get those kids, those lonely
right.
kids, and you want them to be able to be creative mm-hmm. and burst out of that, why the bizarre presentation, which can be misinterpreted?
I think everybody's got a presentation. Everybody looks a certain way because they want to convey a certain image. You look a certain way because you want people to listen to you in a certain way.
Are you an exhibitionist?
I'm kind of shy, and I think that I take that out by performing in front of a lot of people. That's how I get out my shyness. So,
but you've done some pretty bizarre things on stage. I mean, they tell me that you engaged in a sex act with another man in a stage in Miami.
Is that true?
To a certain degree. To a certain degree. It wasn't so much a formal sex act. No one was aroused.
Well, why did you do that? Why would you do that?
Somebody ran on stage and pulled down their pants, so rather than let them make a laugh out of me, I grabbed them and turned the joke around on them. My parents were in the audience. And
your parents were in the audience?
And I introduced my father to the gentleman that came on stage, so if my father approved of it, I don't see it to be that shocking.
But it was shocking.
It was entertaining to me.
To you?
To me.
But if kids saw that, if they saw you simulating or actually doing whatever happened, a sex act with another man, maybe they would go out and do it too.
Well, I can't be blamed for something like that. You have to blame Richard Simmons and Liberace and people like that. I don't encourage people to choose any sort of sexuality, but I think I'm just trying to entertain people. That's an odd example because it was a rare occasion. Someone ran up on stage and took off their clothes. Not something that I would normally do. But I thought it was funny to me at the time.
You have a stand on sex. You encourage kids to have sex.
No, I don't. I do have a lot of sexual imagery in my performance, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's ever encouraging anyone to have sex. I think I just show my own sexuality, but I don't think I've ever really written about having sex or anything like that. But I think that's, again, another thing that parents should be deciding.
Okay, but remember now, a lot of kids don't have parents that really care about them, and those kids tend to gravitate to people like you who they see.
If a kid asked me, should I have sex, I'd say, how old are you? And I'd say, well, I lost my virginity when I was 16, so there's my inspiration to you.
Right.
And I would have tried sooner, but I just couldn't find any girls that liked me.
You're a pretty well-spoken guy, yet in your records you use a lot of F-word, a lot of swearing, and this and that. Again, is it necessary to get your message across to use that kind of language? Is it, you use the sexual imagery, you use the shocking physical appearance, you've done some bizarre things on stage, and you use profanity. All that necessary?
Sometimes. I think sometimes when you're making a point, I don't think that my lyrics are overlaced with profanity because I myself don't speak using a lot of profanity in normal conversation. But I think when you're making something aggressive and you need to get a point across, if you're angry, sometimes profanity is necessary. It's better to use a curse word than to hurt somebody else, I find.
You can take some of your lyrics as, you know, you'll understand when I'm dead. I mean, Disturbed kids could take the lyrics and say, you know, when I'm dead, everybody's going to know me.
Well, I think that's a very valid point, and I think that that's a reflection of, not necessarily this program, but of television in general. If you die and enough people are watching, then you become a martyr, you become a hero, you become well-known. So when you have things like Columbine and you have these kids that are angry and they have something to say and no one's listening, the media sends a message that if you do something loud enough and it gets our attention, then you will be famous for it. Those kids ended up on the cover of Time magazine. The media gave them exactly what they wanted. And that's why I never did any interviews when that happened, when I was getting blamed for it, because I felt that I would be contributing to what I found to be reprehensible.
So you don't believe that your songs reflect any kind of suicide wish or anything like that?
No, I feel that my songs talk about getting through feelings like that.
What do your parents think of you?
My parents, at first weren't sure what I was doing. They wanted me to be a writer. I started out as a journalist. I still feel that I am a journalist in a way because I see things and I report them back to people in my own fashion, in songs or in interviews. My mom was always a big fan of Elvis. She made me listen to Elvis when I was a kid. I hated it, and I think now I've kind of grown up to fill in some of the sort of controversy that he created back in his day, but in a much more extreme modern sense.
Never before in the history of this country have so many corrupting influences descended upon children at one time,
sure.
And that most children don't understand what you're doing and why you're using the F word and why you're acting bizarre. And this can be very, very troubling to children who don't have direction, who don't have responsible parents.
Anything can be misinterpreted. People can look at Christ on a cross and think, this is an image of murder, this is violent, this has sexual imagery in it. And it just, I think it's my job as an artist to be out there pushing people's buttons and making them question everything. And I respect you for challenging me, and that's why I came on the show.
Marilyn Manson is currently overseas. We'll keep you posted on the legal action.
That was Marilyn Manson. I told you guys that sometimes you can't judge a book by its cover, but there's a few things in that interview that I think was really interesting. I had just told you that music is so universal and so strong, it can make you do things you don't want to do. And Manson kind of touched on that. And for you guys to not think that we need to monitor what our children are listening to, what they're exposed to right now, that's beyond me. We have to be able to, at all times, know what our children are doing. Just like Manson stated that he did not want to give any interviews during the Columbine disaster, or tragedy, as I should say, because he knew he was getting blamed for it. But the facts are there. Those kids listen to his music. They idolize his music. And he does talk about rebelling a lot in his music. So some of the things there was, and I think he took Billy, I'll take Donahue's approach, I think he took Billy's ignorance to his music and was able to get away with saying a lot of things. It was so evident that O'Reilly has never listened to a Marilyn Manson song ever. And it showed. But, hey, I have. I've listened to some of Marilyn Manson's music, and some of his music is dark. Some of it is satanic. It has satanic overtones. And it's really something that I couldn't stomach much. But in this day and time, artists like that are mesmerizing to our children. And our children are following every word that they say. We have children right now. I can promise you, you can go outside, go to your neighborhood Boys and Girls Club, wherever you want to go, or if it might be in your own home, and stop the average 10 to 13 year old child and ask them for maybe an equation in algebra, and ask them to figure it out for you. Introduce the equation to them and ask them to figure it out for you, and they couldn't do it. But if I or you ask that same child, what is the lyrics to song number 3 on Lil Wayne's 4th album, they will be able to spit it to you instantly. They will be able to tell you where Lil Wayne come from, where he's going, what he stand for, how many tattoos he has, how many people he shot, how many times he's been arrested. They can tell you these things. And that's not cool. Those are things that we need to monitor. I know these guys make millions off of our children and off of some of our silly adults also, who can also tell you these things about these artists but probably can't write their name. We have to get a better hold on what's going on when it comes to our children. Because if we don't, there's going to be more instances where children are creating and committing these heinous acts of violence, bullying, which is another problem for us, and we have no answer for it. No answer whatsoever. We're probably not going to get to the Tom Cruise clip today, but I'm going to play it for you next week. I definitely want you to hear that clip of Scientology, and I'm going to have a couple of more clips, and I'm trying to get someone who can come on and can kind of expound a little bit on Scientology. So at this time, I say to you guys, as I say to you each and every week, thank you for joining the show this week. Continue to look at the show, the show's webpage. Keep up with what's going on. Thank you to all my guests that was on the show today. You guys know that we're going to grow together. And I love you with the greatest love that I know, and that's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. So continue to be wrong writers. Continue to do what's right. And definitely show each and